Hearts in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DefNet Media and HeartInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you...
Mikey Monkey Goes Forth.
Art Critic.
Light Night.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News. The news this week, Ian, is... Well, this we haven't podcasted for... We haven't done the last 2 weeks' podcasts. So this is... We haven't podcasted in 3 weeks.
That's right.
So
I've also forgotten what to do.
You've forgotten what to do. Well, it's okay because I'm here and I still remember. I know that we go through the notes and we talk about things and generally have a nice time. So in the news, there's probably been loads going on over the past couple of weeks. But what's in the news to start off with?
Well, the Mankey Monkeys are finally leaving us. We went to the Palm House in Sefton Park. Went on Monday, lovely spring day, all the flowers. Spent more time in the park looking at the flowers and cherry blossom and stuff. But inside the Palm House, there's all 101 monkeys are there at the moment.
101?
101. They're not actually, I think they're auctioning about 40 of them.
Yeah.
What do they do with the rest of them? I suppose people, places actually own them, so they keep them. So yeah, they'll be auctioned on Thursday night from about 6:30, 7 o'clock, all in aid of the charity, the Imagine. And so, yeah, they look great, you know, even if you're not going to buy one, just go along and try and have a look before they all go. Just really funny, and they look really at home in the...
In the Palm House.
Palm House, of course, yeah.
That's really good, and it's a cool, you know, you did an interview with Erin and... David, and it's got, so I had a listen to that, and it's got, they've put an awful lot of hard work into it.
Oh gosh, yeah.
They've done, you know, so much hard work and all to raise money for this charity appeal.
Yeah, and they've had great support from these people. It's About Websites, did their websites and marketing and all kinds of, the guy who, the auctioneer, I can't remember his name, but is he from Sutton Kirsch, who did the auction for the Superland Bananas.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him, but apparently he's really, really good, and so he's doing the auction. Yeah, they really worked hard, and I think they'll have a break afterwards before they start on some other crazy project.
So yeah, no, that sounds absolutely brilliant, and it was just great. I was trying to find the pictures that we'd taken, a whole pile of pictures when we brought them into this office back in October last year, and they were struggling. David was struggling to get into his jacket and his hat and
yeah,
various different things.
Ambassador.
Yeah, General Ambassador Monkey Magic. Yeah, it was a great TV show, Monkey Magic. Anyway, so that's no more Mankey Monkeys, but if you can do, get down to the Palm House before Thursday this week, also, you know, by tomorrow, in order to have a look and possibly buy one if you head along to the auction. Now, also in the news is Liverpool Art Critic. Now, Ian, you kind of surprised me with this one. So we are meant to talk. Liverpool Art Critic. So what's all that about then?
I just can't stop doing blogs, can I?
You just love building blogs and doing another one. Oh, yeah, I've got to do another one. Oh, yeah, I want to do one about this.
Yeah. A few people felt there was a demand for a more serious blog, you know, about the art.
Yeah.
Visual art in particular. People like guys at John Mills Academy and Hope University and the visual art, the biennial people. Well, we all keep saying it'd be great to have a blog where people can just be more academic about, thoughtful about what's going on with exhibitions and the art scene generally here. Because my Liverpool Art blog, I report stuff and encourage people to go and see stuff, but I don't go into any deep...
it's kind of, you know, there has been criticism in the past that the artinliverpool.com blog is that you're not, we've had many conversations about this, but you're not there to criticise this exhibition or that exhibition or any exhibition, and you are there to support the artists and the arts in Liverpool. Would you say that was one of the reasons? It's kind of like you're responding to the criticism that's come along over the years?
Yeah. So I mean, various people mentioned this. So with talking to those organisations, it was felt that I just decided to set up another blog rather than try and put that into the current.
Try and tie it in and
alert. It just that serious stuff would just get buried under all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Because I post all kinds of things on the Liverpool app blog and sometimes nothing to do with Liverpool. So I thought have a separate blog and try and get point people to that to say, well, this is where the debate's going on.
Yeah.
So I launched it with a really good review by David Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good local writer on these sort of things. So he went round the Global Studio, Blue Coats, and the Cheryl Gay Foundation, Kerry Hand, which all opened on the same evening a couple of weeks ago. He's done a really good review of that and put that on the blog. So there will be others by some really top writers coming up on there, so look out for them. But the thing is, it's also open to anybody to actually sign up and post their own articles. But you can't do an art in Liverpool, you can post comments, but you can't actually post a whole article on the blog if it was aimed on it. But you can do with art critics, so really, just want people to sign up and start posting stuff and join in the have a heated debate.
Yeah, let's have a heated debate.
Yeah, I might even sign up myself anonymously and say what I really think.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes it's kind of, you know, it's, I was talking to somebody else, and they said, you know, it's great to have a rant about art.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is really good to have. Don't believe, you know, X got X money and is in X show when the work is, you know, X. So it's kind of like, it's hopefully there will be a good bit of backbiting and all sorts of stuff going on there. That's what I want to see. But they're gonna, I'm quite like that.
Yeah, I mean, this might not be the best to launch. Well, it's been sort of soft launch.
Yeah.
As you call it. But then later in the year, of course, there's the biennial coming up and the academic year.
Starts. Liverpool Art Prize.
Liverpool Art Prize. Yes. I think it'll gradually build up, but yeah, the more the better. You might guess it's liverpoolartcritic.com.
Excellent. Now, also, as we're, you know, busy talking about new website-y type things and various other different things, is Liverpool Open Studios weekend. Is this another one of yours?
Yes, right. So.
You've been far too busy.
Yeah, I know. I can't stop myself. It coincides with Liverpool Art Prize, which runs throughout June. And again, talking to various people, said, well, good to have open studios in Liverpool. There's been one or two in the past, but it's not been a regular thing. Whereas like Cheshire Studios, Lancashire Studios, they've been going for years and everyone knows about it and enjoys going around them. So this is an attempt to set up a regular annual open studios during June. So it's just started off the weekend of 12th and 13th of June. And I just sent out an email to various studios that I know about. And they all responded very positively, so they're going to be busy that weekend. Their studio's open, some are putting on workshops, and there'll be a barbecue at Royal Standard. And,
excellent.
They've got a new exhibition there at the same time, so the place like Luca Print Studio's open, so they'll be demonstrating printmaking, and where else? Yep, Arena and Delegate Studios.
It would be good, and I'm not sure if they'd be up for it, but it'd be good for John Moores, you know, the new Art Design Academy.
Yeah.
It'd be good to get them open at a weekend so and get people actually in the building and going around and having a look. Because I also hear they've got some really good techie kind of machinery in there for doing all sorts of crazy things.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So it'd be good.
It's a bit different from your Painterly Studios. But yeah.
Well, they have got Painterly Studios as well, but it's kind of, you know, sometimes Painterly's start off Painterly and then end up with
new media,
kind of strange machines doing strange things.
Yeah, the Smyrna and Bridewell, actually. The Bridewell's open as well. It's quite a big space, actually. You tend to get more of the people doing ceramics and engineering and all kinds in there. So, that's 12th and 13th June. And again, there's a separate website for it, liverpoolopenstudios.com. And we're promoting that as it coincides with the Liverpool Art Prize. So, mentioned in the catalogue and everything as well.
Brilliant.
Speaking about the Art Prize, bit of news on that. It's coming up soon, of course. When guys are going out, there's going to be posters on the rail network because it's taking place at Metal, the station. So Northern Rail have very kindly offered to put big posters on the stations, even in the minor streets and so on. So look up for those big pink and yellow with Northern Rail at the bottom. And we had a really good meeting with National Museums Liverpool yesterday, because just to remind people that whoever wins the art prize this year will be able to show work in the Walker Art Gallery sometime during the next year, before next year's art prize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like an extra good prize for them. It's not a major exhibition, but it's quite a big space actually, at the top of the stairs, near the lift and the toilets and so on. They call it the flat. And so there's room there to put, show a fair bit of work. So that's all underway. So wins the art prize also gets that.
That's quite a prestigious space as well, isn't it? Yeah. Because that's people head in there on the way to the other, head through there on the way to the other gallery spaces.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's one of the busiest areas. So to say you've exhibited,
that's fantastic. That's really good that they're supporting, you know, they're going to be supporting the Liverpool Art Prize.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, my bit of news, and you know this already, but I'll talk to the microphone, is we're looking for a new theme tune for the Art of Liverpool podcast, because we've had this theme tune since about November 2007, I think, maybe. That's when we started. But I thought it's time for a new theme tune. So it's kind of like, you know, it's open, it's out there. We need maximum length is 45 seconds, but then we need some other audio furniture to be able to fit in between. If you're a singer, songwritery type person, then you might want to do something like that. Or you might just want to sit there with your keyboard and create something which is quite funky. Ian's into strange arts. What kind of music are you into, Ian?
Oh, electronica?
Electronica, yeah. You can do a little bit of electronica. That'd be quite good. Or if you're a folk singer, you might just want to sing us a little ballad. Oh, the arts in Liverpool agree. Anyway, leave it up to you. But we're going to have a little... Are you going to do something?
I'll get Monaco into it. So she likes that sort of thing. Yeah.
Excellent. So we'll have a little... we're going to have a little competition to see who wins. And we'll play different bits as people send them in. So there's, if you're looking to send stuff in, then there's, you can go to the definitemedia.com website or go to the Art in Liverpool FM SoundCloud site and send some stuff through there, and or send us an email and I'll let you know, or Ian will let you know.
And the prize is
to... Yeah, the prize is you get it used on the Art in Liverpool podcast, yeah, you know, every week.
And you get credited somewhere.
Yeah, and you get credited, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, sorry, there's... And I've got an apple on my desk, which I'll let you have.
It looks a bit wormy.
Yeah, okay, well, be a different apple. So that is the news this week. Roundup of the week, or as we said earlier, roundup of the last couple of weeks, because we've both been sitting back, taking it easy. So what's been going on then, Ian? Where you been? What you been doing nice?
Well, I'd be here all day if I went through everything.
Yeah, don't do everything, please. If you're looking to find out what Ian's actually been up to, look at the artinliverpool.com/blog. There's loads of stuff there, but give us a
Recently we went to, just up this week, at Tate in Liverpool, on the ground floor where the Rothko. There's now just a couple of video works by Rinneke Dijkstra, I think it's pronounced. Video artist, she's Dutch. Many people remember work she showed at Tate quite a few years ago of people dancing in the Buzz Club in Liverpool, just this film dancing, and a lot of people seem to remember that one. So this is very recent. She's been working with local schools and then video the children. I really love this one. There's two videos, one in particular I really like, where it's called I See a Woman Crying. These kids, maybe about 10 or 11, something like that, are looking at Picasso's Weeping Woman and describing it. And it starts off quite simple, superficial things like, I see a woman crying, I see lots of colours, I see a face, etc. And then they just get more and more descriptive and start talking about the emotions that you're feeling, why is she crying, and she's sad, etc. And starting just going. It's like an orchestra, like a crescendo, and they're all talking at once and they start getting more and more imaginative. They're saying, you know, perhaps this woman's crying because somebody's passed away, or She's got some very sad news. One kid says, perhaps her stepmother has sent her a letter saying, you're next. But then somebody else says, well, maybe she's crying because she's happy, maybe it's her birthday, and somebody's given her a sports car. And it's great. I think it seems like the kids start bringing their own experiences into it, you know, maybe someone who's passed away, etc. And it's just great, you know, that if you just get kids to actually, or anybody, adults as well, to spend, you know, a decent amount of time looking at a picture, really thinking about it, and then discussing it, this is what comes out. Actually, the video's only got 12 minutes, I think. It's great, yeah. The other one is just a girl sitting there. In the gallery, she's drawing one of Picasso's pictures. Uh-huh. So it just focuses on her, and so you just watch the expressions and so on, how she's... The sound's really good, like you hear the pencil scratching away.
Yeah.
So just, it's good. Yeah, recommend that.
Brilliant. Okay, so when's that on till? Oh, 30th of August, I see.
30th of August, yes. Just up this week. Okay, so after that, of course, it'll be buying more stuff.
That's definitely one to head along to then. Now, you've also been... The Walker from Skeps... From Skeps... You say
from sketch to sculpture.
Yeah.
Emma Rogers. Yeah, speaking of former Art Prize people, she was in the shortlist for the Liverpool Art Prize in 2008.
Yeah.
And she's now in that area, the flat Walker. And it's just, she's done one, it's a big sculpture, I think it's 8 foot or something, big bronze thing in the middle there. I'm a dancer. But then she also, there's some pictures around the side and display cabinets, explain the process. It seems to be a theme this year, talking about the process, like Global Studios, the Blue Coat process. So yeah, you can see how she does the wax things, and it starts off with sketches and so on. Haven't studied it properly yet, because we just happened to be in there for that meeting. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Actually launches properly today or tomorrow. So yeah, it's a good one. And I really like her sculpture. She's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
World, actually, she's been showing stuff in New York at the moment as well. And so, well worth looking at. One thing you might not notice straight away is that the dancer's sort of skirt or whatever sort of flows back, and that's been made into the skyline, Liverpool skyline. So you can just help make out the cathedrals or whatever. So you might notice that straight away, but that's all. So it's there from this week till the 6th of July.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, I don't remember, we've spoken about this one before. Eleanor Morton, Im Warten Zimmer.
Im Warten Zimmer, yes. Which means in the waiting room. This was the one at Kerry Hand, which Kerry Hand Gallery, which we didn't get to on the opening, but managed to pop in just recently. I'm going to shock you now.
You are?
I'm going to shock you.
Go on then.
I didn't like them.
Oh, really?
I'm actually going to say, I didn't like them. Yeah, they're little oil paintings, mostly portraits.
Mm-hmm.
But even though they didn't appeal to me, you still see, this thing about art, isn't it? You still see, I mean, she's experimental. They look like, sort of badly done portraits, but in strange colours. But that's one of the things you can look at, the fact that she does use strange colours, and it's really interesting use of colours, and there's some really strange colours that you don't expect to see sort of alongside others. And so you can look at that, and the fact that she's experimenting with different ways of doing portraits and so on. And it was displayed differently as well. Kerry Hand Gallery, it's just a big room with white walls on the side, but they actually built a sort of box in the middle and displayed some of the paints on the outside and some on the inside, and the inside been painted blue. So again, that's to do with colour and so on, and it's unusual. So still got all aftermath, but actual paintings are my sort of thing.
But interesting.
It
does sound quite interesting, even though you didn't like them. It does sound quite interesting, actually, doing a portrait but using colours which you wouldn't necessarily expect to see in a portrait.
Yeah, and that's just because of the actual shapes. I mean, go back to Picasso, they're not recognisable, very recognisable. It's a normal sort of thing, realist thing, but a bit like that. And then you can, there's a lot of stuff about, that as well, in the waiting room. There's some historic figures there, like... Droid, get into German student.
Yeah, well, he pops up again and again, doesn't he? But so that's why there's an inner room with a blue wall on the inside, simply because, again, it's to do with the colour.
Yeah.
And the colour with which that you look at a painting, and there's always a white wall behind, whereas if there's a blue wall behind, then it probably does something to your eyes and therefore affects the way that you look at the painting also.
Yeah, definitely.
Changes the hue and tone of the colours.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm going to say it this way. I'm Walter Zimmer, and that's on till the 22nd of May at the Kerry Hand Gallery. Now, you've also been to the Liverpool Proof, the Liverpool Illustrators. This one's passed me by, I must admit. So where was it? When's it on till? What's it like?
It's very good. I did enjoy this one. I really did like the actual artworks. it's at Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Arena Studios and Gallery, Parliament Street. Their latest show, they're normally quite short, this goes on till the 9th of May. Yeah, really good Liverpool Illustrators. There's this sort of group, I don't know if it's a formal organisation or anything, but this group of illustrators and printers have shown in a few places recently, like editions. Yeah, really nice illustrations. And to get to Arena, you have to go up the lift. As you come out the lift corridor, and they've painted some stuff on the corridor wall there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Marsden has done some really nice drawings of the artists on the wall. And yeah, there's really nice. So there's like Rhonda Davis, Q Infinity, Mary Lundquist, Philip Marsden, Louise Morgan, and Jane Spencer. Really nice.
Brilliant. And that goes on till the 9th of May. Now, one thing you didn't say was that in order to get to Arena Studios, you need to go into Leaf Cafe. Leaf Cafe.
Yep.
So you go in through there, and that's where the lift entrance is. But if you listen to this on a regular basis, you'll know that already.
Yeah. You have to a buzzer near the lift, and you have to buzz from somebody to let you in, because there's lots of studios in there. There's music studios and so on. So it's can't let anybody just wander around. You have to be sort of escorted by one of the gallery staff, and you have the code.
Yeah, and I think they grab your arm too hard when they're doing that. It's kind of, you know, this way, come along, Mr. Morin. It's kind of, yeah, hold on, I'm only here to look at the pictures. Okay, so that's Proof, the Liverpool Illustrators, and that's until Sunday the 9th of May. Now, also, you want to talk about Liverpool Artwork of the Week? Liverpool to Liverpool Chronicles of an Aimless Journey by Simon Faithful. Permanent public artwork at Liverpool Lime Street Station. This was launched last Thursday.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock in the St. George's Hall concert room.
Yeah.
I couldn't go, but you did. I couldn't go. I made it into town late, but...
yeah, we were there. Yeah, it was really good. Actually, there's a video on... You'll find it through your Biennial website, I think. Tim Bunsen videoed the whole talk,
mm-hmm.
Which was good. It was entertaining. Yeah, so Simon Faithful, he went from Liverpool, England, to Liverpool, Nova Scotia. Most of the journey was on a container ship. Apparently you can go as a passenger on a container ship.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not much cheaper than a normal boat trip, apparently.
Yeah.
But it's just different.
It's longer. Yeah, I believe many people on the way back from America they're on their way back thinking that this Iceland volcano was going to keep on erupting for months and months and months. So they're still on their way back, and they're expected in Liverpool sometime in 2011.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. So what he did was 181 drawings, and he did about 6 a day, so maybe you can work out. So he went on this journey. He actually had to go via Antwerp because the container ship was going to go on from Liverpool, so got rerouted or something. So he had to go to Eurostar or somewhere to Antwerp, start from there, or continue from there. Went to this other Liverpool. There's about 14 Liverpools around the world, so he sort of chose which one to go to. There's one in the middle of the Amazon jungle that's really tiny.
How do these places get those names?
The last bit of the journey, going from Halifax, Nova Scotia, down to Liverpool, Nova Scotia, showed a map, and there's loads and loads of Liverpool, English names, like Somerset, and there's an East and West Berlin there, all kinds of things. They could be home names.
Yeah.
So as you mentioned, I've used that. It's actually very difficult to get now. You get them on eBay, I think, a palm pad.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like an etch-a-sketch sort of thing, which you use with a stylus, make little drawings, and they're quite pixelated. But then these drawings of the journey and so on, they're showing bits of Liverpool, bits of culture, have been etched onto the glass panels and the stone paving in front of Lime Street. This is the new lovely entrance to Lime Street Station, all the tower blocks gone, and the, the ugly looking shops have gone, and now the steps, and it's partly open now, not completely, they're still finishing it off, but we went round, you could see some of these pictures, and apparently it was really difficult to make the etchings into the stonework look pixelated, because they're all designed now to do nice, smooth, lovely, beautifully drawn etchings. You can do that okay, but to make it look rough and really rough drawing is quite difficult. But they'll be there in the permanent thing, in the stone and on the glass, it's really nice. Just another thing to look at as you to Lime Street. And again, this was commissioned by the Biennial, and other people involved, Northwest Development Agency probably, and a few others. It's really nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can also watch the video online. There's a book as well. Mm-hmm. I've got a copy of the book. It's a good thick hardback book. It's only £7 or something. Mm-hmm. Liverpool University Press, called Liverpool to Liverpool. It's just got all the drawings in and some of his journal entries as well.
Brilliant. It'd be worth getting hold of a copy and having a look.
Yeah.
Right, well, that is Roundup of the Week. This week. So Ian, what's going on this week? What viewings are on, what's starting soon about? Tell us, divulge your knowledge to us and let us know what exhibitions are taking place.
There's loads. It's going to be another big Thursday this week. There's a couple, there's one just started, so by the time you listen to this, you'll have missed the actual opening, but there's one out at Aintree Hospitals. They have a lot of artwork out there actually, and having regular exhibitions there. So Aintree Hospitals, this is Amanda Robertshaw. So I'm not sure what type of artwork it is actually. But yeah, that's there. And then I don't even mention this before, there's an exhibition of called Dare to Wear in the Walker, in the sort of in the craft section.
Yeah.
Whisked past it yesterday, there's the dresses made out of glass. So they're very very interesting.
No.
They're coloured glass, so it's not all.
But even so, I mean, it's the last thing you want, isn't it? So you've got a dress made out of glass and you're heading out for the night.
That's why it's called Dare to Wear. Do you dare to wear it?
Is it solid, you know, is it all, or is it little bits sewn together? And
a mixture, yeah. So, like, the central bit is quite solid, but there's lots of dangly bits.
Yeah.
Things, so.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've got to go back and have a proper look. It's only been there a short while, but it's going to be there for a while longer. They're by Diana Diaz-Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I mention it now is because there's a talk today, but I'd say by the time we hear, you'll have missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on to Thursday, lots. LiverpoolGallery.com. This is a website by Smith quite a while now. It's just an online gallery normally, LiverpoolGallery.com. So you can buy artwork from the website. She has occasional offline exhibitions.
This one's in Real Gostins. World. Yeah.
Gostins Gallery in Hanover Street. Featuring work by the people who are on LiverpoolGallery.com, such as herself and Keith Smith, and Micheline Robinson, Michelle Campbell, Dave Ellison, Mary Christie, loads and loads.
And many others.
Yeah. So that's the viewing on Thursday from 6:30 to 9:00. Then we've already mentioned the Monkey
Grand Auction, which is Sefton Park Palm House, and that's taking place tomorrow, 29th of April, from 6:30 to 11:00. Go along, make sure you dress up smartly and take your chequebook with you. Yep. And remember, it's all for the Alder Hey Imagine appeal.
Yeah, you go drink as you arrive, I think, and the actual auction itself starts about 7:15. Yeah, I was trying to think of the guy's name before. Andrew Binstock is the auctioneer from Sutton Kirsch. And it's all hosted by Matt and Darren. I'm not familiar with these.
Oh, yeah, T4 and 4 Music's Matt and Darren. I saw that, yeah. And it's who were they?
I saw a photo. They look vaguely familiar, but they obviously present this TV program, music program on T4.
Okay, we're old.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that should be really fun, actually, yeah. But at the same time, we've got Garston Artworks, Alex Creeler's place in Duke Street, Garston. It's a music thing, really. Kevin Payton has a workshop and recording studio in Garston.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes and performs and so on. So he makes musical instruments from recycled materials in his workshop. So that all sounds interesting as well. So what time? 6 till 8 at the Garston Artworks, which is in Duke Street, Garston.
Okay, also coming up on Thursday is There's a viewing at, I don't know where at, actually.
LCAD.
LCAD, which was LCAD, which used to be CADT, which is 2A Francie Street, just off Brownlow Hill.
That's it.
The bottom end of Clarence Street, just around the corner of Clarence Street and Brownlow Hill.
Yeah.
And it's called Focus on Recycling by Liverpool artist Colin Sargent, and he's staging a photography exhibition in the city depicting various and sometimes unusual forms of recycling initiatives. And he's doing that in kind of conjunction with Cuts Communal Use Textile Studios on Slater Street. And that the product view there is from 5 o'clock till 6:30.
Yeah, Colin's been involved in a few of these recycling into art things with those people you mentioned. Yeah, so this is photography on those things. Yeah. Then also,
Thought and Surface.
Yes, that's at the gallery in Clayton Square. It's run by Madeline Berthwaite, Madeline Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Not a viewing for this, it just opens on the Thursday. It's Anthony Pendlebury, Nathan Pendlebury's dad. We're big fans of his paintings. They're abstract, it's really, really nice. So it's good to see he's got a solo show there at the gallery.
I like the way it says, it presents a small but perfectly formed exhibition of paintings.
Yes, that's right, yes. Okay.
So that's that.
Oh, another one.
Thursday, yeah.
If you're not going out to the Palmerston Central Park or Garston, you can go up to Crosby, the Almiro Gallery. They've been pretty quiet lately, but new exhibition by Stephen Collett, who he's exhibited various places, got his work now in the gallery in Stanhope Street. But he's working on some new paintings. Paintings, yeah. a solo show there, which... It's a viewing on Thursday. I'm not sure what time though. What time it was. But I imagine it'll be 6 till 9. It's at Almiro Gallery in Crosby.
Now tomorrow. For Thursday's tomorrow, which is Friday, the 30th of April, there's a viewing called Shanghai Exposure at the Blue Coat Display Centre, and that is from 5:30 until 7:30. And it's as part of an artistic exhibition programme this year in Liverpool. Blue Coat Display Centre is celebrating the links that the city is proactively encouraging in 2010 with Shanghai. Liverpool is the only city apart from London to have its own pavilion at the large international expo that's taking place in Shanghai. So these are artists from Shanghai then, or am I incorrect?
I don't think so.
Or are these the artists that they're taking to Shanghai?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the actual link is to the Shanghai thing. They're saying they're keen to explore the contemporary influence of the Chinese culture that are present in the works of artists currently working in the UK. Right. So it's more the influence of Chinese culture rather than... Yeah, I mean, this massive expo in Shanghai, it is really big in Liverpool. Having their own pavilion there, which is fantastic, but it's not really, it seems to me, it's not filtering through to the art world. There's lots of business people going off and so on. There hasn't been that much involvement, which is a shame. I think partly comes down to the current financial situation. Nobody wants to fund artists to go over there and do exchanges and so on. Maybe one or two things. So it's good that there is at least something, this show at the Blue Coat Display Centre, at least mentioning the Shanghai thing. If you go to the Shanghai, the website about the expo, there's some fascinating stuff there. You know, they built a whole new city in the, for this, seems like. Some of the pavilions, architecturally, I think.
Yeah.
It's really, really interesting.
So it's like the expos of old, really, then?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'll be going later in the year.
Because a lot of people who used to live there have been displaced somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't know where.
Yeah, we're laughing flippantly about it, but, you know.
Well, you're going.
No, I'm lying, of course.
Yeah, I'd like to go, but, yeah. Just to see, actually see what it's like. It's good that there's a bit of mention of Shanghai, expo in there. But, yeah, there's a few artists involved, and we'll see what the Chinese influence is there.
Okay.
All good shows there.
Well, coming up this weekend, a subject close to my heart, Save the Frogs weekend. Where this has come from, I don't know.
it just hopped in at the last minute.
Oh, dear me, that's terrible. Save the Frogs weekend, the 1st and 2nd of May. There's Save the Frogs activities at the World Museum Liverpool. If you love frogs, then come along and help save them. What's that about?
Yeah, it did literally just come along at the last minute before this podcast. It's this weekend. I think it ties in with the fantastic show at the World Museum Liverpool.
Yeah.
So this isn't really visual artists, but it's...
it's good family fun.
Yeah. So there's been various activities going on alongside the fantastic show, and this is one of them. And so this weekend, the 1st and 2nd of May, there's various activities about saving the frogs. I hadn't realised frogs were in danger, I suppose, certain ones are.
Mm-hmm.
I had lots of frogs when I had a garden as well. trying not to step on them.
It was the big problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when they're little.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Oh.
Yeah, and be careful with the lawnmower as well.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I know where you're coming from, though. Yeah. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. So anyway, family-friendly stuff, poetry contest and art contest, face painting, badge making, drawing and colouring, etc., etc.
There's colouring. I'll be there this weekend. No, actually, that's a lot. I'm not this weekend because I'm going to be going to Og Camp, which is at, that's also the 1st and 2nd of May at the Blackie, which is ogcamp.org. Google it, you'll find it. Very interesting, free culture, free this and that, talks, initiatives, stuff. Techie kind of.
It's an ultra short alternative.
Yeah.
That's actually the same to me.
Bigger. It will be different. Now, moving on to next week with the coming up is there's a viewing on Tuesday the 4th of May at the Unity Theatre, and this is Mick Gill, and it's paintings by Mick Gill. So
Mick Gill, he runs the Victrium Gallery.
Oh, yes.
Taylor.
Yeah.
School. So we did an interview with him a while ago when he was showing Mike back.
Yeah,
he's a good painter himself and is showing more and more. And now he's got a little solo show in the Unity Theatre. So, yeah, it's good abstract works, I think. Normally, anyway. He's having a viewing at 5:30 till 7:30 on Tuesday, 4th of May. The exhibition's will be there for about 6 weeks or so, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's the little JPEG that you sent along to accompany the post, it's really nice.
Yeah.
I quite like that, and I was going, oh, that looks good. I want to go along and have a look.
Very abstract, but again, nice use of colour.
Now, also on Tuesday the 14th, Tuesday the 4th of May, is Nicole Rene at Dot Art. Pieces by Nicole Rene at Dot Art. And this exhibition runs from the 4th of May to the 11th of June. Tell us a little about this then, Ian.
Yeah, good Monday. It's a bank holiday, isn't it? That's why. Tuesday. I tend to forget about these bank holidays until they suddenly pop up. Dot Art, the place in Green Avenue. Their office there, and they also have some room to exhibit work and also windows on that avenue. It's really nice. So this is the latest that they showed, their own artist, the Dot Art artist, Nicole Rene. Again, abstract, very textured stuff. You can really see the thick. And referencing the aesthetic value in everyday built environment. So yeah, it opens on Tuesday the 4th. There's no viewing or anything, but I don't have private views at the current Dot Art place.
Uh-huh.
Runs through till the 11th of June.
Okay, now, this exhibition starts. Is it an exhibition? Yeah, it is an exhibition. It's called Crazy For You. Crazy For You. And it starts Wednesday the 5th of May 2010 at Liverpool Academy of Arts. And it's an open exhibition for artwork based on the show Crazy For You, which the Birkenhead Operatic Society are staging at the Liverpool Empire Theatre this May. What's this about?
Every year I think the Academy of Arts do this. They link in with Birkenhead Operatic Society, always seem to have a musical at the Empire. So they link in with it and try and get people to do paintings and other artworks based on that. So this latest one, Birkenhead Operatic Society are doing this musical. I'm sure I recognise some of the tunes that I heard them.
Yeah.
Crazy For You. At the Empire, it'll be just lots and lots of artwork with local artists. That theme,
and there are prizes on offer as well.
Yeah, it's linking in with Queenie's charity. So they're offering prizes for the best ones.
And you know, if nothing else, if you don't get a prize, then there's the opportunity to meet Herbert of Liverpool at the private view.
Yeah, he presented the prize.
Yeah. yeah. Excellent. Okay, it is crazy. yes. So that is all coming up this week. Further ahead. Further ahead. Ian, this is well into the middle of May, 14th of May. We've got one thing to talk about in further ahead, and that is Light Night. Light Night. Okay, so what do we know about Light Night? What's going on? What is it especially? Say I, as you have grabbed a leaflet, that you want to talk about in taking place at Light Night. Is it perchance the Liverpool Art Prize preview in Liverpool 1?
Yeah. It's only 2 weeks away now, Light Night. I think we've probably mentioned it in this broadcast.
We have.
It ties in with the European, or just UK, museums at night, where loads and loads of museums and galleries around the country will be opening late the night and maybe the Saturday night as well. And so Liverpool are doing their own version of it. It's called Light Night, and having lots of things going, not just the galleries and museums. So Liverpool One are involved, and they've been working with them on having this sort of gallery exhibition on the streets of Liverpool One. This is around the College Lane area, so around Good Space Centre, Waterstones, Habitat, that area. And we're showing big posters, A0 size posters, each with an artwork from previous two Liverpool Art Prizes and representing work that's upcoming Art Prize for this year. So, and just advertising the fact that this Art Prize happening at Metal in Edge Hill, encouraging people to go along there. So we've seen the posters are getting printed now. They're mm-hmm. fantastic. So they'll be there on the streets, Liverpool One, up until the start of the exhibition, the Art Prize exhibition. So they'll be there for a couple of weeks, and it's weatherproof. So they'll just be out there. People can see them, so that'd be good. And so on the night, there'll be refreshments. The people from the new Spanish restaurant that's just in that area, Lunya, it's called.
Excellent.
Yeah, great.
It's lunchtime and I'm feeling hungry.
Yeah, me too. But this actually takes place from 6 till 8. The whole Light Night thing. So I think it starts about 4 o'clock and then some places are open till 10 or even midnight.
Well, some places will be open later because the A Foundation has Saatchi Online Northern Stars plus late night DJs and live music. It sounds as if Fact will be on even later because it's got Facts, Disco Dance Marathon plus Art of 3D with Sparkle, whatever that might mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Disco Dancing Marathon all night long. That's what I think it should be. Jive. I think everyone should have to, you know, like the old rock and roll disco, you know, they'd have to do that all night long.
Yeah. Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah, because you can do that at Tate as well, because they're having an art party in the sculpture gallery where there's that Wayne Hemingway and his son.
Yeah.
The sculpture dance floor thing.
So yep.
It's there as well.
Cool. And nip back to the Blue Coat and get some, I think you said, the barbecue. They always have barbecue.
Yeah.
And they've also got music and comedy on. Oh.
And there's the art market in the courtyard there as well. There's a choir in there for one as well. We'll be borrowing them to launch our exhibition, I think. And then mainly they'll be on the big steps.
Mm-hmm.
John Lewis, the 70 strong choir.
An interactive, there's also going to be an interactive open air performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream at Abercrombie Square.
Wow.
Interactive, I think that means if you start heckling, they heckle back.
Right.
Nocturnal tours of Mr. Hardman's Time Capsule on 59 Rodney Street.
Yeah, that's Shambri Hardman.
Shambri Hardman, yeah, it'd be interesting to go to, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
What are you? Well, let's okay. Both go after this.
Right, okay. You have to book in advance, that's one reason.
Oh, yeah.
I never get there, you just heard of booking in advance.
You just like, you know, book an hour in advance.
Yeah.
Give him a ring. Views from Radio City Tower, that sounds. I've been up there and.
Yeah,
yeah, if you suffer from vertigo in any way, don't go. Right, no, really, don't.
Yeah, because it's great the way the walls slope out, don't they?
So yeah, let's.
So I'm sort of tempted to just fall against the wall.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit sick now. Just thinking back. There's the Irish Liverpool walking tour. I don't know what's probably going around various different hot spots around the city where.
Not just the Irish pubs.
No. Oh God, I hope not. For Irish cultural heritage, looking at those. There's the Queensway Tunnel Hard Hat Tours. I've been on that. Go on that. That's really good fun.
Is that a tour of hard hats?
No. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I haven't walked through the tunnel either. Yeah. Is it actually through the tunnel? Or is it just,
you don't walk all the way. Oh, well, I don't know. They might do that night.
Might but the ventilation.
You go down the ventilation shaft and look around there. It's quite interesting. I'll put a link on this podcast page to the one that we did.
Yeah, there's a few artist studios and Curve Gallery, which closed for a while. They're back and so they're having an opening launch event, right, with a new exhibition opening. And Elevator Artists and Arena Studios as well.
Yeah, they've got live music and all sorts of stuff going on there. The most interesting thing of the night, though, is I think Blackwell presents Sir Ranulph Fiennes at Victoria Gallery Museum. And I think what they're doing is, I think he's actually camping out there. They've got like a Perspex box where they're making him camp inside and they're just feeding him little bits of food underneath and they're keeping him there for a month as an exhibit. It's to stop him.
You just feel at home there, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
that's what he does. Blackwell's almost have a new book out, I think.
Yeah, maybe about him, yeah.
I must also mention the Walker as well, the Toulouse-Lautrec opens that night.
But, really? That's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, too much to get round. We'll be in Liverpool long for most of the time.
Yeah.
I think there's stuff going on the Heavy Man as well.
Is
there? Peter Grant is doing reading poetry and music and comedy stuff.
Excellent. Well, there's a wonderful mix of arts, music and performance taking place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we just read these from the leaflet that's going on, but there's a brochure getting printed now.
A
brochure full of stuff, so look out for that.
Oh, yeah, because Open Cults are involved as well, aren't they?
They've done a great job.
Yeah, brilliant. They've just moved into the Walker as well, haven't they, around there?
I didn't know.
Yeah, they've moved out of their office on ICDC. By ICDC or wherever.
They should be.
Anyway, so for now, Mr. Ian Jackson, I'd like to say thank you very much and welcome back to the Art in Liverpool podcast.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say thank you very much to you for listening and goodbye.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.